This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. If you listen to our weekday DJV program, you know they're the important cogs in the wheel. And we get together this time every week as an ancillary hour to complement the Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. It's our view from the talk radio perspective, because that's what we do, of the 10 top stories of the week as published in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. We also publish it at djvshow.com and on our social media, top 10 stories and the people that are associated with those stories. So every week I do this a little differently to keep everybody on their toes. I think what I'll do this week is go through the story list and see if I can not distract myself from the stories, and then we'll go back to them and to talk about the people associated with these stories. At number 10, Halloween. And I guess this time of year, there hasn't been, it used to be that on the top 10, there was always a sports story that sort of worked its way into number 10.
The World Series didn't make its way.
Yeah, right. First time in a long time. Yep. At number 9, the Alec Baldwin shooting on the movie set of Rust. Number 8, Facebook and what's going on with them. Number 7, the harsh weather the country is experiencing and has experienced. Number 6, relationships with China. Number 5, the immigration situation coupled sort of with race relations, and they go hand in hand. So there's a discussion of crime and what's going on with a lot of the immigrants that are coming into the country. Number 4, investigation into January 6th. Let's see here. Number 3 is COVID. Number 2 is the economy. And number 1 is what's going on the federal level to the budget and who's going to get what term and Manchin and all that stuff. As a matter of fact, Manchin and Sinema are on the top of the list, the people list, the usual, the rest of the crowd that's there, Zuckerberg, Alec Baldwin, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so I don't know that we, unless you want to talk about, well, the World Series is inconclusive at the moment as we do this program. So let's move into...
Can I just ask a dumb question? I mean, maybe it's a dumb question.
No question is a dumb question.
Oh, thanks.
The only dumb question is a question that doesn't get asked.
As a non-baseball watcher, I'm just curious, like, because we had, we came close to having the Red Sox against the Dodgers, which
yeah.
I think would have been, I mean, two major cities, two coasts. I feel like that would have been a ratings bonanza. The fact that it's the Atlanta Braves against the Houston Astros, and the Astros are so shady, are the ratings down? Do people care less about this matchup, or is it just me?
I don't know. There are a lot of Braves fans. The Braves used to have, like, they used to be called, like, America's team. They're very much like the Cowboys, where people who didn't have a team mm-hmm. would be a Braves fan because they were so good in the late 90s. So this is the first time that they've been to the World Series in, like, 20 years. And I have to tell you, watching as a Dodgers fan, and they beat the Dodgers. The Dodgers were very injured, so that's one piece of it. But they only won 88 games in the season, and they are on fire right now. So they just caught fire at the right time. They weren't the greatest team. So I don't know. I think there's a little bit of interest behind that. But what I do think is very funny and poetic justice for Major League Baseball is that they spent all their time, all their money, all their energy moving the All-Star game out of Atlanta because they didn't like what they were doing with voting laws. And they moved them to Colorado, where there were more restrictive voting laws in Colorado than there were in Georgia. And now they look really dumb because the World Series is
now it's
in
Atlanta.
It's going back and anyway,
forth.
Anyway,
yeah.
So kind of funny.
Yeah, it is. Okay, number 9. I don't know if there's much to say other than what we all know and try to figure out what happened on the set of Rust. Alec Baldwin seems to has gone into hiding somewhere in New England. People are chasing him around anyway. But the
he's
whole
shopping this week.
Yeah. Well, he
like
was
now we're
going
to have these sightings.
Well, yeah, he's somewhere in New England. I don't know. TMZ just said a small New England town. He's with his wife.
I would guess
and
he's in Western Massachusetts. That's the Western Massachusetts where they like to go. They've always liked going to.
I mean, they can't be in the Hamptons,
towns.
And they certainly can't be in New York City. So they need to be somewhere.
Tanglewood, somewhere up in that.
Yeah, I mean, he did meet with, which must have been tragically just for everyone. But he went to the woman who died. What was she? The cinematographer.
Yes, cinematographer.
So he met with her husband and her. I think she has one child. And so that must have been just a devastating meeting for everyone involved. Yeah, and so, and I guess the latest is just that we're waiting to see if criminal charges will be pressed against the woman who was in charge of the armorer is the technical term. She's 24. This is her second gig, and the first gig she had was a Nicolas Cage movie where Nicolas Cage wanted her fired off the set because she was firing rounds right near his head and it blew out his eardrum. So she does not have a good track record.
That's awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and apparently she was carrying the guns. And Jay, you've worked on a movie set and you've talked about how. The props
they're under
and guns
lock and key, and when the armorer has to get something out, everybody has to stand back, and the only time it changes hands is when the armorer is giving it to the cast member who is actually going to be using it for a scene. There are no middlemen.
This one had a middleman, and it was a mess.
Well, and a lunch break. When the gun was originally brought out, they cut for lunch and then came back, and it's like nobody checked the gun again.
Yeah. It's very sad.
Yep. Okay, number 8 this week is a focus on Facebook. And so we can have Victoria tell us the story about Facebook changing its name to Meta and who really gives a rat's behind.
Well, it's the most pathetic attempt to divert away from all the horrible news that Facebook has had. I mean, last Monday, internal memos that were leaked to the press, basically from the higher-ups saying, everybody, gird your loins because this is going to be a bad week for Facebook. All of the press outlets that had been withholding their stories all released them on Monday and Tuesday. So it was just one bad story after another. The internal, investigation that happened, the external investigations. Facebook constantly chooses profits over people, and it's been a mess. It's bad for kids. It's bad for, I mean, they knew that they were inciting a race war in India. I mean, it's so wild. The misinformation, whether it's COVID or election information or whatever it was. I mean, every possible box that you could check that makes Facebook a terrible company, all those boxes got checked. So what Facebook's response was on Thursday, Mark Zuckerberg trying to put on a fake smile and made a video about, hey, everybody, our new parent company name is called Meta, and it's the Metaverse. And so it's such a stupid name. And he's trying to obviously divert away from. Now, Facebook, the app, will still be called Facebook, but the parent company, because he says they have so many other interests, that it's now Meta.
All right, who cares? All right, number 7, as we work our way to number 1 on the talk radio review, is the weather around the country, summarized best by looking at the East Coast, the West Coast. This past week, a lot of rain on the coasts. And caused by various high-volume storms. When I say volume, lots of rain. Jennifer, how much rain did you get in Los Angeles on Monday,
Tuesday? I don't know the totals, but it was a lot of rain on Monday. That's
was there a problem with mudslides like there usually is if it's heavy rain?
Yeah, there were
a few,
but there a lot of people, because we haven't had a lot of burn in Southern California. Up in Northern California, they got more rain. And there was some flooding and mudslides, but there were a lot of people who took the precaution, and they were shoring up around Southern California. A lot of sandbags went out. A lot of fire crews were out trying to shore things up. So
this storm was so big. This storm was so big that people saw it coming. Like, you guys actually had time to prepare for this. I mean, days, like 5 days ahead, they saw this on the radar, and it was just what they called a bomb cyclone. It took a while to get here, and then when it did, and then on the East Coast, up in Massachusetts where you are, Doug, 500,000 people lost their power. Yeah, we had our power flickering here in New Jersey on the coast.
There's a coastal storm.
Yeah.
So, Jay, in Nashville where you live, what sort of, it sort of skirted around those areas, although you've had a lot of wild and wet weather this summer and early fall as well there, yeah?
Well, it actually actually rains quite often in Nashville and in Middle Tennessee for that. Like, when we first moved there, we didn't realize how much it rains. And it's not that it's downpouring all the time, but there is enough moisture and wetness falling from the sky that it really does rain a lot. What the big storms we were supposed to get, what was it, Monday morning, it was a pretty heavy downpour with some intense lightning. But other than that, didn't really get much. And then as far as the last couple days, I have no idea. I'm not there.
Wow. I'm looking out the, we have a beautiful clear sky here as we're doing this program. And the, for the first time this year, we have a slight touch of frost, not a lot, because it was like 35, 36, some of the lower lying areas, just a bite. But then the temperatures are going back up again, and there won't be any frost for probably the next 10, 12 days here. It's warmed back up again, but very wet, as it has been all season. Pretty harsh for the farmers and people that need to make their living outside, the roofers, people who are working construction. Been tough, tough year for all those folks. As we continue here in the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, we focus on China as we continue. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, we don't really have time to do justice to the things going on in our relationship with China right now, so we'll pause and do that at the bottom of the hour. There is, though, with number five, an interesting situation. According to the Wall Street Journal this week, there are plans, apparently, buried in the budget negotiations, which could play into the number one story this week, actually, to pay hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to families who were separated at the border as a sort of acknowledgement or a penalty move or something. The poor families who were trying to get in here illegally and they're separated at the border. So my question is, what about all the homeless?
Some money. I want you to hear how much money. $450,000
each. A piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$450,000
In what universe does that make? Is this enough? There. You want to impeach Biden?
Meanwhile, if you have $600 in your bank account, they're going to be searching around.
Yeah, the IRS is coming after you if you got $600 that get transferred in some questionable way. But we can give hundreds of millions of dollars to people who shouldn't have been there in the first place. Whether we treated them well or didn't.
Well, not everyone at the border is there legally, though. Some are there.
Yeah, but come on, Victoria.
Well, I know, but I'm just, we have to just be, you know, factual. This is not just every illegal immigrant. There are people waiting for their court cases,
too. No, I didn't say that. The fact is, this is outrageous.
These are, yeah.
It's 21 after the hour.
I need a laptop that helps me work remote from Charleston. Or Charlotte, or wherever I am this week.
It's possible.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible, because Staples Connect has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. Now get up to $170 off select PCs, like the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i7 processor. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/30, limit 2 in store only.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
After the hour on the Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Jay Kirshner now on the trending side of things with some of the items that are on the story list this week and comments from listeners who would go to Twitter or Facebook or Instagram at DJV Show with comments. So we start with the Rust shooting, the movie set. What do we have going on here, Jay?
A lot of Alec Baldwin blaming. Jeff Maine said the only one responsible for a negligent discharge is the person who discharged the firearm. Accidents are not preventable. This was no accident. This was negligence.
I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Cheryl Graysick said three people are liable for this. The person who loaded the prop gun and handed it to number two. The person who accepted said handoff and did not properly check the prop gun before handing it to the actor, number three. And the actor who received the prop gun should have checked it.
Is that
the nobody should be checking this prop gun except for the armorer, and nobody else should be touching the prop gun except for the armorer.
Right. The actors are not in charge of checking props like that. That's ridiculous.
But here's, I mean, wouldn't this be a nice kumbaya moment? Because I know everybody likes to vilify the NRA, but the NRA actually does some really great work and really great training. Wouldn't it behoove these people in Hollywood who all they do is just talk smack about guns and don't really know how to use them to have the NRA come into a movie set and give everyone training if there's going to be weapons used on the set? Wouldn't that be something that might bring people together to give people more of an understanding?
I disagree with you that people talk smack about the NRA.
No one,
I think the way the NRA conducts themselves, it's the leadership. It was Wayne LaPierre who gave them a black eye.
Ask Alec Baldwin what he said about the NRA. He said some pretty awful things about the NRA.
Separate from that, there should be no live rounds when your job is playing pretend. There should be that's it. Bottom line, doesn't matter.
But also, a lot of these dimwits, they don't know what to do with the weapon, and so I think it would make a lot of sense. I think everybody should have NRA training. To be honest, it is the best thing that I did when I brought
I was in high school. I was in the NRA in high school. It was fine. Learning how to shoot a rifle and stuff on the farm. Yep. What'd you start saying, Jay?
Oh, Mike Willard echoed that statement that forget blame. The lesson is one NRA member should have been an instructor, and this could have been prevented. The film I worked on, there were no live rounds. There weren't even fake rounds. It was a complete pretend gun, and there were still all of these hoops that everybody had to jump through to get it. But the armorer took the actors who were going to be doing the pretend shooting to an actual driving range so that they could feel the kickback. Yeah, so they could feel the kickback so that they could fake it themselves.
Yeah. There you
much
go.
Much smarter. Much smarter.
Yep. All right, let's keep moving here. Next up, if Trump ran for president, do you think he'd win? Oh, my God, what a waste of time this is. But go ahead.
Quite a few people do believe he would win again.
Sure.
Believe he'd win again, hope he would win again. Lenny Skevinicki said possibly win in a landslide where
what
John Nielsen was
name.
Like.
Wait a minute. Let me try that one. Lenny Skevinicki. Great name, Lenny. Fabulous.
Strong name.
That is. It is.
And John Nielsen said no, he would not win again because he believes that he needs the independent support and he doesn't have enough independents that would support him.
I think that's very.
I don't think that that's actually true anymore. Huh. Only Biden's support with independents has dropped down.
So
to
can
20%.
We get somebody new? When is it? Let's get a new face in here instead of these two old, you know whats, and get some real leadership instead of all of this stuff and these people arguing about the personalities. Somebody who's actually going to do something. Hello, ding ding, ding 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 ding.
Because no one else seems to know anybody.
Run. I'll run and I'll win. How about that? Okay,
Doug.
Thank
Go
you,
get him.
Jay. All right. Gas prices, Jay.
They're high.
Yes, they are.
They're high. They're
That's
up there.
The news. Gas prices.
She's like, they're
week.
High. Back
high.
To you.
Prices are high.
They're going higher. Right. Okay. So let's see who.
The
Susie
most is
Ortiz.
Under $5 in Guam. Chris Bialcino said $4.94 in Guam. $4.80 in L.A. is what Cammy Hoffman said. Chris Meacham said $2.93 at the Walmart Neighborhood Market in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
There we go. Let's move to Hopkinsville, Kentucky for cheap gas. Good for you, Chris. All right. Thanks for all your comments, Lori and Susie and Joanne.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The rollout to get COVID-19 vaccines into kids' arms could begin as early as next week. The FDA is expected to sign off Friday on an emergency use authorization for Pfizer's vaccine in kids ages 5 to 11. Two shots that are each about a third of the size of the adult dose. Then the CDC will likely recommend that kids actually get the shots. Pfizer and the feds have been coordinating together to make sure that more than 25,000 pediatric and primary care offices, along with hundreds of community clinics and tens of thousands of pharmacies, will have doses available as soon as they get the government's okay. Facebook has changed its name, Mark Zuckerberg.
To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta.
TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
This
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Pro-mandators say it will protect you, your family, and your neighbors. Folks against the mandate point out natural immunity, a better than 99% survivability rate to the unvaccinated. No matter what side you're on, one thing's for sure. The mandate is costing Americans their jobs.
Some Americans are leaving their jobs because of a coronavirus vaccination requirement. A survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows 5% of unvaccinated adults have done so. It comes as the feds are getting ready to roll out a rule that says companies with 100 or more employees have to require vaccination or regular testing for COVID. Allison Williams was a reporter with ESPN. She left the company because they were requiring her to get a COVID-19 vaccine.
I had to do what was best for my health individually, and I had to consider where my husband and I were at in our family planning. And this wasn't a vaccine that I was comfortable with receiving at this time, given our desires to grow our family. I knew I wasn't at high risk for COVID. I then got COVID. It was a very mild illness for me. So there really was no compelling health reason for me to get this injection. It really just came down to keeping my job. And I want to make it clear, I'm not anti-vax, but yes, I am absolutely anti-mandate.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Back in the fold, here we are, working our way through conversationally the top 10 items from the charts for the week of October 25th to the 29th, according to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen. We're working with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner to get their thoughts. And what they've studied is certainly a part of the discussion this week for our conversations on the daily DJV program. I skipped over number 6 because there was a lot of information there. Actually, we could probably go back to number 5 for those of you who didn't get the message. The fact that the United States government, through this administration, is thinking about paying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, as much as $1 million per family, to people who were separated at the border who weren't supposed to be there in the first place. This is about as outrageous as anything. If you wanted to talk about having a good reason to impeach somebody.
Well, this is a lawsuit that's against the Trump administration. Yeah. So the settlement is going to have to come out during this administration. But any administration inheriting a lawsuit that goes forward, I mean, you're going to have to make
Trump
whatever
was
the
right.
settlement
Those
is.
People but should this, not have been in the country, period.
And this should well, but be clearly, a lawsuit. But Doug, see, but here's the thing, though. Legally, he clearly wasn't right if they're going to reach this type of settlement.
But so they're not legally.
How do we keep people out of the country?
But let's just clarify that this is a settlement. It's not a decision in the lawsuit. So the Biden administration is saying instead of going through a lawsuit, which they probably win, by the way, because these people have no legal reason or standing to be here.
Zero.
They can be ejected. So if they went through the lawsuit, that would be better for me. And then if they take the chance, they lose, fine. But what they're doing is they're saying we're going to settle instead of even allowing this to go
through.
But
no one settles if they think they can win. No one does.
I don't know about that. With this administration, I think they want it to go away because they were also very vocal. Part of it is politics, because they were so vocal against this policy themselves that they have no real way to come back and say, well, we're going to ride this lawsuit because we agreed with the other guy. They would never be caught dead doing that.
It's breathtaking, isn't it, what we're doing? All right, let's go. Number six. Here's another real thorn in our side. Any number of things going on this week, setting up a conversation about our relationship with China, and among the least of them, it's at least as far as we're affected here in America, was the Taiwan situation that continues. But in terms of what's gone on, those of you need to listen to Victoria tell the story about what the FCC is telling you regarding China Telecom. If you have these devices, and that's pretty much all of us, listen up.
Well, this is two separate stories that you've combined. So the FCC had a ruling this week. Yeah, it's totally two separate things. But so the FCC had a ruling that I just want to prepare people. This is not one story. Anyway, so the FCC made a pretty impactful ruling this week that they have revoked the authorization for China Telecom's U.S. subsidiary. That's a state-owned China Telecom company that has been operating in the U.S. for about 20 years now, and they have to cease operations and get out within 60 days. So this is, they're not messing around with this. They obviously, you know, we can't,
the Chinese government.
Yeah. Right. Well, the Chinese government is clearly influencing this company, this China Telecom America. Well, I mean, yes, they own everything, kind of, but they have the influence is, and the exploitation is really what the FCC cited. The control that the Chinese government has, they can, you know, enforce anything that they want, and this company is going to have to go along with it. So, yeah, they've gotten the boot, and I think that that's, like I said, in a rare bipartisan moment, I haven't seen anybody saying that this isn't a good move. So that's worth noting. And then the other thing that you're talking about is Best Buy, Home Depot, and Lowe's are no longer going to be selling the security cameras made by companies Lorex and EasyViz because their parent companies have involvement in supplying the Chinese government with surveillance tech, especially surveilling the Uyghur population.
Excuse me, when it comes to all this stuff, where is the leadership in this country to calling a halt to all of this sort of thing?
Well, and you can't, because Trump tried to do that in several cases. He was right. I agreed with him. But there are still, you know, the way ownership is set up with these companies, it's very difficult to do that, to have a complete ban. Now, Huawei is the company that everybody kind of thinks of, you know, when you think of, like, the U.S. government banning them. That started with Obama, then it bounced back, and then Trump got rid of them again. So, and they're still, who knows where. Huawei still has their tentacles
lurking
and other things.
About, yes.
And so that's the thing. None of these companies are black and white. It's the parts are made here. It's assembled here. It's very difficult. It's a constant moving target. But I do think I applaud Best Buy and Home Depot and Lowe's. They took it on themselves to say they're not selling Lorex and EasyViz anymore because of those parent companies. And so, I mean, a lot of other companies can really, you know, Apple, Amazon, Tesla, you know, there are a lot of companies who can also fall into this category of probably buying and using labor that is forced labor from the Uyghur population.
All right. There's also sort of an ancillary story with that. The Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, says there are plans for the State Department to create a new Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy. Would you not say, Victoria, that that was related to the previous two things that we've talked about?
Well, this is infrastructure for sure. I mean, we hear it's like a hack a day, right? I mean, it's ransomware, and we know that it's Chinese bad actors, especially the Russians,
North Koreans,
which are supported by the Chinese government. So, yeah, I think that this is...
It debilitates business.
Of course.
I think this is well overdue. You know, people laugh.
Yep.
I can remember when Trump performs the Space Force. Oh, that's just his own little pet project. Well, no. This is where our new wars are going to be fought. They are going to be fought in cyber. And let me tell you, somebody drops some sort of bomb on us, electromagnetic bomb on us, we're going to be, we'll be done. If an EMP comes, everything's going to be connected to the power grid. It's just, you have the water supply that can be hacked. You can have, yeah. I mean,
which was hacked already in Florida this year, and luckily they caught it in time. But, you know, this is, in the first 6 months, this is also, this is a very expensive problem. In the first 6 months of 2021, we've already paid $590 million in ransomware attacks. And that's just, you know, in Bitcoin and whatever. We've gotten a little bit of it back, but not enough. I mean, almost $600 million has been paid in ransom. So we have to have something more concrete.
Sounds like an episode of The Blacklist. Which is, by the way, on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern.
Or some kind of TV show, for
sure. It's a good, that's a very good whodunit show. All right, next, the situation, I want to go to the economy, which is number two, as we spend some time on this from a couple of different perspectives. Jennifer, because you're in Los Angeles, the port of Los Angeles, the congested ports there, it looks like the fabulous governor and the feds are going to try to fix the ports. Is this going to do it?
In the future, maybe it might help, but right now, this is not anything that's going to do anything for us in the interim, and we need help right now. So what happened
over
this past...
What is going to fix that, then?
There's a lot of things. First of all, we've created a culture where people don't want to work. So there's a truck driver shortage. The truck driver shortage has been going on even before the pandemic, got worse during the pandemic. You also have environmental regulations that certain trucks can't even go into California if they don't meet environmental standards. And what's really stupid about that is that the amount of smog and pollution that is happening right now with all of those steam stacks in the middle of the ocean. Yeah, in the port. I mean, you're really killing yourself here to try to save the planet. You're actually making it worse by having all of these boats out there, these big shipping containers.
What is that, Pennywise and Dollar Stupid?
Yeah,
stupid, right?
Pound
exactly
stupid.
What it is. Yeah. Yeah. And so you've got so much pollution. I mean, the environmentalists are going nuts because you've got, I think, 104 or 5 now big ships out there with all of these containers just waiting to get in. Then you have companies that went out of business who aren't picking up their containers that are kind of just mucking up the whole dock area. China's in control of one of the ports in Los Angeles.
China runs the ports.
I mean, it's a mess.
If the ports start charging shipping companies to move containers for companies that don't even exist any longer, what's that going to do?
You got to figure out who belongs to what.
They have any common sense, these people?
I don't know. The administration this week said we're going to start charging people a fine. This will fix the shipping problem. $100 a day. Do you know how much money is in those shipping containers? They're not going to blink at $100 a day. And for the people that are out of business that might actually care about $100 a day, they're already out of business. I mean, it's
how about
like
we
a
have
disaster.
A television show, Pawn Wars.
Seriously, I said
storage wars.
But you don't pick them up.
Shipping containers.
There you go.
Get them out. But yeah, $5 billion went from Mayor Pete and Gavin Newsom in loans to try to fix the port, but that's not going to kick in for years. So
no. Okay. Also, number two, the cost, because it's about the economy, people are figuring out what the cost of Thanksgiving is going to be, and it's not a pretty picture. If you look at the food costs even now, and if you don't have a turkey ordered, you're probably not going to get one.
Turkey. They're saying canned goods like cranberries, pumpkin, all of the stuff that people use. You mean it might be expensive if you can find it, but many people won't even be able to find it.
I got a case of pumpkin here that I use to feed Daisy. Maybe I'll put it out. I'll put it like $5 a can, a special. Come to my house and get some pumpkin. There you go. Being the entrepreneur that I am. Number one. We've been spending time on COVID, whether the budget negotiations, we'll touch on that a little bit and spend a little time on COVID as time allows. 44 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor. Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, let's get to the negotiations here. Number one this week, federal budget negotiations. Build back better. Yay or boo? Where are we? I think Jennifer. Boo?
Well, I'm a boo, boo, but forget about that. Let's talk about the drama, right? So I think I've told you guys this before on our DJV show and here on the countdown. I'll say it again. I don't really like anything that comes out of the Biden administration, but I wish they would let me in there to help them message it. Because whoever is running their messaging team, whether that's Jen Psaki or someone else, it's pretty bad. So this week, Biden, before he went to the G20, went to Capitol Hill, which is fine. That's what a president's supposed to do. He went and met with the Democratic caucus. Fine. He leaves. Immediately he goes up and does a speech. This is where I'd say, are you nuts? They should have let him go up to Capitol Hill, not say anything, and send him to the G20. But they bring him up. He addresses the nation. So people carry this address everywhere on television. He addresses the nation saying, we have a framework. We have a deal. You know, this is why we were selling it, and he leaves. Okay, so everybody thinks that there's going to be a vote on his infrastructure deal and on the framework for the Build Back Better reconciliation bill. Well, 5 minutes later, the progressives in the party are coming out saying, we don't have a deal. We haven't agreed to anything. We want to make sure that these two bills are going to be voted on together. We're not in any way going to vote on infrastructure before we vote on reconciliation. So Pelosi goes to their group and says, you guys, you're going to embarrass the president. You have to do this. You have to vote. They kicked her out of the meeting. So how do you get this so wrong? These are supposed to be the top communications people in the business. I don't understand how you can have the president go out there and really look foolish saying we have a deal, and then 5 minutes later having the progressive caucus say, no, we don't have a deal, and we're waiting until we know for sure that every Democrat in the Senate is going to vote on both of these bills at the same time because they're not prepared to vote on one or the other. The progressives are okay to vote on infrastructure, but they want a gigantic reconciliation bill. And Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, who are more moderate, say they won't support a gigantic reconciliation bill unless infrastructure is passed. So that's where the stalemate is coming from. And
but don't you think that the progressives now, like the super progressive part of the party, they see that Manchin and Sinema have made headlines every day for the last, like, what, month? And so they want some attention now, too, because clearly it works. If you don't agree, then you get headlines.
The one who's been leading the progressive caucus is Representative Jayapal. She's been everywhere.
All right, there it is. Overview of the hot stories. Thank you, Jennifer, Jay, and Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Time for our weekly visit from our auto expert. He's mine. Maybe I should say my auto expert, but that's not the website. Ourautoexpert.com is where Nick Miles hangs out. Well, actually, he's hanging out in Miami this week to talk about what's going on down there. A couple of things, Tesla and their Hertz sales to, let's see, 100,000 of them. Their market cap went up over $1 trillion, and I don't understand. Half of the cars are going to be available for Uber drivers. How does that, do you know how that all fits together? What does that do for anybody, I guess is the question.
It's interesting, isn't it, that, that Tesla now starting to sell fleet sales. Whoever believed that would happen? That's what sort of hurt everybody when the pandemic started. Companies like Nissan went down very quickly in their evaluation because of fleet sales. So the fleet sales are a dangerous game to play when you have cars, and Tesla getting into that game as well, too. What happens when you, Tesla have always had this problem, right, when they have huge amounts of cars that have to be serviced because their service department has been very, very dodgy, to say the least. So what happens when they have 50,000 Teslas that have a problem and the Uber drivers bring them back needing service and Tesla can't keep up? That'll be a... What, well, do they have no cars?
Well, the whole business about service for Uber, I've always been confused because, you know, they're not at the dealership. Where do you find Uber service places?
Well, it's interesting with the Uber service places. So Uber rents their cars to some of the drivers, not all of them, but some of the drivers, you know, they rent the cars to them, but they come from regular dealerships.
Yeah.
So what happens is you go back to the dealership you got it from. That's how it works. So it's the dealerships that do it. But that means that Tesla dealerships are going to... Because the only place you can get a Tesla service or fix is at the dealership.
Right.
You can't go to a third party because it's so complicated. So good luck with that. That's what I say. Congratulations.
So is that the same fate that will affect people who are buying Chevy Bolts? Because they're going to start making those again next week. And they're not any better than the Tesla in terms of success when you got a problem with them. Where do you go to get them fixed, right?
Yeah, it's sort of the same thing with all this new technology. So as you get the new electric technology, your regular mechanic can't really service it because it's so different than regular cars. Even now, even first generation Priuses, there's shops just learning to sort of service them and how they work. They're so computerized. There's one level of the business that we really haven't explored is when you have such specialist kind of service technology, where do you take your car to be worked on? And that is a huge problem for a lot of people because you can't do it. You can't have it worked on in a normal place. So it's an interesting problem we've created ourselves.
Yeah. You're digging a hole for yourselves. Okay, you want to know which cars hold their value the best or on the other side of the coin that depreciate the least? One goes hand in hand, right? If they depreciate the least, then they hold their value the most. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And, Doug, I gave you this. I sent you the list. Is there anything on
that? Is there anything? Try that one again. We lost you. We lost them all together, I guess, right? All right. So on the list, the depreciation list at number 10, the Toyota 4Runner, 24% in terms of what happens over a year. Dodge Challengers, 24%. The Camaro, 23%. The Corvette, 22%. Mustang, 21%. The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, 19%. The Porsche 911, 12%. I'm talking about how much they lose in the course of a year. The Jeep Wrangler, 10%. Well, there are two different Wranglers on here. The regular Wrangler, 9% depreciation. The Jeep Wrangler Unlimited, 10% depreciation. That's the... I'm sorry, I said 1 year. It's 5 years. So this means that the Wrangler, used Wranglers, ought to be worth a lot of money, right?
Yes. But you know what's strange about this list when you look at it, Doug? It's mostly American cars.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave me quite an excited reaction to see a list of the cars that is, I think there's, what, one Japanese car on the list?
Toyota.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
right, the rest
Toyota
of them.
Toyota of
yeah.
America.
Well, they are kind of American, aren't they? They make most of them here. They sell most of them here. The Porsche 911, are you surprised that that one is holding up?
No, Toyota build bulletproof cars. We've known this for years, and especially their SUVs. A Toyota SUV is what everybody wants because those things go for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of miles. In fact, I think Toyotas are great, but look at Jeep. I mean, those guys hitting it out of the park, Doug.
Yeah, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. By the way, congratulations on that quality Chinese.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.